Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Galen is our guest, longtime Brain Trust member. Mullings.com is his website where you can find his cyber, his twice-weekly cyber column. I encourage you to check it out. Rich, thanks again for being here. Rich is a Republican operative, ladies and gentlemen. They still haven't taken his card away from him yet. Rich, thanks again. I'm glad you're here. Trump derangement syndrome. This seems to be an affliction that's being a curse that's being cast on people in both parties. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a pox on both their houses. I mean, that's an old American political saying, and that's what I think we're seeing here. I mean, part of it is, Jim, that the way that we run campaigns now with the running 200,000 to 300,000 tests a night. I mean, the numbers are just unbelievable. To see what message will attract you personally, and what message will attract me. What happens is it raises the expectation bar so high, and this happened to Obama as well. The expectation bar goes through the roof, and when you just can't do that, that people get frustrated and they just throw sand in the eyes of whoever made the promises in the first place. And they go looking elsewhere. We're running out of elsewhere in America.
Let me make an analysis. And you know, I'm an amateur political analyst, but I just think this makes a lot of sense to me. I'm saying that we've had second president now in a row who wasn't a member of his own party. Not really. Barack Obama is not a real Democrat, like Harry Reid's a Democrat, or Barack Obama is an ideologue, and he has a worldview of his own that's not even like a lot of Democrats. Right. But the Democrat Party pretty much got behind him. Now we have Trump, who isn't a real Republican, the way you're a Republican, or the way maybe me or whoever else might be a Republican, but the party is not getting behind him like the Democrats got behind Obama. And that's the reason I say that the Democrats are better at the blood sport of politics. Now,
well,
what's
and
wrong
I know
with
you
that?
Keep saying it, and I keep denying it, and I keep bringing up the same examples that Obama was elected in 2008. The entire Democratic Party, not the entire, Obamacare only passed by two votes, if we forget that, in the House. But Democrats, to your point, were behind Obama, and for the price of it, they lost control of both the House and the Senate in the first midterm. Obama was reelected, but then they lost 34 governorships and over 1,000 state House seats. So where did that get them?
Yeah,
I mean, you're saying they're better at the blood sport at the blood sport of presidencies, maybe, but not the blood sport of politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's an excellent point, and I agree with you. I take your point because on the one hand, someone should look at the Republicans and they could say, well, they can't get their act together. But on the other hand, it ought to be charming to people that we have dissent, that there's dissent in the party.
Yes,
because
if we were better at this,
with the Democrats, you lose 1,000 seats.
I couldn't agree with that more. I think that's a brilliant observation. But we are so bad. Everybody now is so bad at playing, at saying anything positive. The only game we know is throw mud at the other guy, even if the other guy is the guy that's in the next seat on the committee.
There's one ringer in the whole thing that we got to point out. Obama had the press with him. He could fight his own party off because he had the press. Trump doesn't have the press. That's the disadvantage that he has. Is that correct?
Well, it's absolutely. And he not only does he do nothing to improve that, but he insists on, if there's nothing to be mad about the press on a particular day, he makes something up just to get it into the national discussion again. So Now, again,
but you and I both know there's nothing he can do to curry their favor.
Well, I know when he was a businessman, he spent a good part of his day every day doing exactly that.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe that. Perhaps you're right. Well, Rich, you can use my hashtag anytime you want. God help us. Just feel free to use that anytime.
You are one of the great anchors of clear thought in America. I'm serious about that.
And once again, God help us. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Rich Gavin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day, I promise. That kind of comment, he's always going to come back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.